T-Bird fans. We welcome you to a brand new edition of T-Bird Talk. I'm Cloud County Community College Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker. On this week's edition of T-Bird Talk, we'll have an opportunity to visit with two sophomore members of the Cloud County Community College baseball team, as we'll be joined by Austin Coyle, a sophomore outfielder from Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada, and Nolan Friend, a sophomore third baseman from Kingman, Kansas. The Clyde County Community College baseball team took 3 of 4 games in a Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference series against Seward County Community College last week. It was the first series win over Seward County since 2023 after the two teams split a pair of doubleheaders last year. Clyde County has also picked up its 3rd Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference series win of the season, improving its overall record to 23-10 on the year and 12-4 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play. For his efforts, Friend was named the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference West Division Player of the Week. Friend hit 700 for the week and currently ranks 3rd in the conference in batting average at .474. Friend hit over 800 at the plate in 2 different games against the Saints last week, finishing the week with 14 hits, including 5 doubles, 2 home runs, all while tallying 13 RBIs. Friend had a .739 on-base percentage and a .1250 slugging percentage for the week. And for the season, Friend leads the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference with 54 total hits. Now today, Nolan and the T-Birds are in Hutchinson to begin a Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference series against the Hutchinson Blue Dragons. Hutch is 25-8 overall and 7-5 in conference play. First pitch of Thursday's doubleheader is scheduled for 1 p.m. The series will then shift back to Concordia on Sunday. The games moved to Sunday due to inclement weather forecast for the North Central Kansas area on Saturday. First pitch of Sunday's doubleheader is scheduled for 1 p.m. And live coverage will be provided on the T-Bird Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. Up next, we sit down with Nolan Friend and Austin Coyle. This is T-Bird Talk.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
This week on T-Bird Talk, an opportunity to talk Cloud County Community College baseball as the T-Bird baseball team out to a 23-10 overall record, 12-4 in Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play, and coming off their 3rd conference series victory as they took 3 of 4 games against the Saints of Seward County Community College. Next up for the T-Birds, a 4-game series this week with the Hutchinson Community College Blue Dragons. The first 2 games will be played in Hutchinson, the final 2 games to be played in Concordia over the weekend. Joining us, we have 2 sophomore members of the Cloud County baseball team, Austin Coyle and Nolan Friend. And I appreciate the 2 of you taking time to visit with me. And Austin, let me start with you. Tell me, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kamloops, British Columbia, which is the utmost west coast province of Canada.
Did you grow up playing baseball all your life?
All my life, since I was 5 years old.
Was it the only sport you were focused on?
No, I played basketball growing up through my high school, middle school programs, and I played club volleyball as well.
What was it about baseball, though, that became a passion, and why did this become a pursuit for you in college?
It was just a sport that I fell in love with, and I love the way the game is played. I love that it's such a mentally challenging sport. I love the team environment. I love that there's 40 guys on a baseball team.
So tell me a little bit about seeking, you know, a place that you wanted to go post high school. What were the conversations like, and how did Cloud County Community College itself enter the picture?
For me, in Canada, it can be kind of hard sometimes to find a place to play in the States and the right school to go and continue my baseball career. But for me, I really didn't have too many opportunities. And I got into contact with Coach Gilly, and he gave me a shot. He said, you're a defensive center fielder that we could use. And I all of the things that he had heard was that I was a hardworking guy, and that's what I believed I was too. So I knew if I got the chance to come down here, it would be beneficial, and I'd get a lot better.
Did you ever actually visit, or was everything done like via Zoom and over technology?
It actually, my first phone call with Coach Gilly was 4 weeks before I flew down here and started my college career.
Was that scary?
It was more exciting than scary. I was ready, and I knew that this is what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. So obviously a little nerve-wracking, but I was really excited to come down here.
He must have said some things that really piqued your interest, though. What was it in his overall message that, you know, you really gravitated to and felt like, you know what, I'm going to give this place a shot?
He told me that the town of Concordia was small, but that it was a place that, you know, you could just go and get better. And baseball was all that we were going to do and all that was on our minds, because there isn't a lot going on at Concordia. And it's true, because it helped me get to where I am. And that, you know, doesn't happen everywhere.
What was the first impressions when you landed? You're making your way into Concordia, into Cloud County.
Well, Kansas is nothing I had ever seen before. And it was small and very quiet and calm, but I had a good feeling going into Concordia, and the first people I talked to were really nice, and yeah, I knew it would fit.
What was it like being on your own for the first time, making that transition as a student, not just athletically, but just, you know, kind of, as I said, being on your own, being an adult, adjusting to life, and kind of starting this new path for yourself here at Cloud County?
Again, I was really excited. My mom and my dad both had prepared me growing up a lot into being an independent person. And by the time I was ready to come down here, they were excited for me and believed in me to come down here and be my own person and start my own life. And I believed it too. So I was really excited to just, you know, start cooking my own meals and start, you know, doing my own everything. And yeah.
Do you feel like you made the right choice?
Absolutely.
Why so?
I've grown significantly in the 3 years that I've been in Concordia, as a person in so many ways, not just on the baseball field, but in the classroom and my education, but also just with my social skills and the ability to, you know, converse with anybody and have a good conversation and learn and understand where different people come from and, you know, different ways that we've all gotten to Concordia and end up all in the same place.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of, you know, people on the baseball team that are from Canada, a yep. lot from British Columbia, so at least familiar with the region, the area that you're from. Is that nice having teammates that, again, you can relate to on that front and have a similar background to you?
Yeah, it really is. Sometimes, you know, certain days maybe you're missing home, getting homesick, but being able to kind of sit down with some of the guys and talk about, you know, the high school days and playing against each other in the baseball league at home, and it you know, being able to relate to each other and some of those things, it definitely makes it a little bit easier.
Let's also bring Nolan Friend into the conversation as well. Nolan, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Kingman, Kansas, so it's a little bit west of Wichita. A lot like Concordia, actually.
Did you grow up playing sports then throughout your life?
Yeah, so I played football, basketball, and baseball basically my whole life, all throughout high school and stuff.
What was it about baseball that you were attracted to, and ultimately why did you decide that's what you wanted to pursue post-high school?
So actually, like most of high school, we were probably better at football in Kingman than we were at baseball. I thought that I would actually go play football. I really wanted to, and then went on a visit for football, and I was like, me personally, I'm not going to succeed on the football field probably ever, so me and Gilly had kind of been in contact and then came up here on a visit, and like 3 days afterwards, I was like, yeah, this is where I want to be.
Tell me about the visit and what stood out to you about Cloud County. Why did you feel it was a good fit for you?
So there was a kid from Kingman, Mason Munns, had come up here and he enjoyed it and everything. And then just on the visit, Gilly was just really honest. You know, he didn't care who you were really coming in, you know, if you're a walk-on or not, whatever. Everyone's going to get the same opportunities, basically, and just basically the honesty about if you put in the work and stuff and you show that you can play, you're going to play. And that's what I enjoyed about it.
How has the transition gone for you, not just as a baseball player, but again, as I was talking with Austin, you know, being out on your own for the first time, adjusting to, you know, having to take college courses now, being in a new setting, being on your own. How do you feel like you've been able to handle that?
I think I've handled it pretty well. I've enjoyed the classes here and stuff. I enjoy what I'm doing. I don't really cook at all, so that's I haven't really had to adjust to that. I just go to the calf every day, but so I think I've done a good job of adjusting and stuff.
Do you feel like you have a pretty good support system here, not just necessarily your coaches and even your teammates, but that the faculty, the staff, the folks that exist here at Cloud County? Do you feel like there are people that are in your corner and they want to see you succeed?
Yeah, I definitely feel like that. So I'm in business is my major, so I've a lot of classes with Mrs. Farha, and she's always supportive. I see her at church and stuff, and she says hi. So I definitely feel like there's a good support system here.
Let's talk baseball then, in the transition as far as baseball is concerned. And, you know, it's got to be tough because, again, we talk about the number of guys that you have on your roster, but there's still just 9 spots that can be filled, right, any given day per game. So before we talk about this season, Nolan, let's go back to last year and just kind of tell me a little bit about what that was like first time out, the competitive nature of everybody and trying to vie for spots and opportunities. You know, I'm sure you guys are close, your friends, your teammates, but there's also got to be that inter-squad competition that exists too. So what was that like for you trying to compete for a position here at Cloud?
So, yeah, college baseball, it's way different than playing any in high school or wherever you played before you came. And I kind of started towards the bottom and stuff and just like slowly throughout the fall, just I was able to keep hitting, keep adjusting, keep getting better and stuff and kind of just played my way into a spot basically. I actually ended up playing first base mostly last year. I'd never played first base in my life, but they were like, if you want to play, basically, your best chance is playing first base. So we'll teach you how to play first base and stuff. And that's how I ended up seeing most of my time on the field.
You've moved to third base this year, but being adaptable like that, it sounds like that was something you were agreeable to, that you felt like, hey, if this is the way I can help and the way I can contribute, that's what I want to do?
Yeah. So I basically feel like anywhere but center field, catcher, and probably shortstop, I think I can play at a decent level. And I've tried to do my best at just being versatile and just playing as many positions that you can, because that's a good opportunity to see the field as being flexible and being able to play multiple spots.
Austin, let's talk a little bit about your time here at Cloud. And I know you started out as a redshirt, right?
Yes.
How difficult was that for you? Except in that role where, you know, that initial season out, you're still practicing, you're still putting in the same kind of work that everybody else is, but you weren't going to get that time on the field to start with.
Yeah. My redshirt year, it was interesting for sure. It was a lot of different directions, like emotionally, because, you know, you go into it thinking you're, you know, excited to start the season and play and get better. And for me, when I had broke my hand, during the winter off season, it kind of put a halt on, you know, how fast I can get back and when I can start on the field again and everything like that. So it was definitely a process, but it was successful in my eyes because it gave me a chance during that redshirt year to kind of solidify and clean up the things that I needed to. I was a very defensive player. I was a center fielder my whole life. So I'm not like Nolan, I wasn't as versatile. I kind of just played one position and got good at it from a really young age, but I struggled to hit a lot of the time. So that redshirt year really gave me a chance to figure out my abilities at the plate, and I don't think I'd be where I am today if I didn't have that year.
Do you feel like that puts you in a position now as a 3-year guy, as a sophomore officially, that in stepping into a leadership role that you can be a leader and now look to those guys that are currently here? Maybe they are red shirts, maybe a little frustrated based on that you can say, hey, you know, this is where I started. Look where I am now. Can you kind of talk about that, and do you feel like that's something you can relate to them on?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the guys that are redshirting, the guys that maybe aren't playing as much right now, you know, it gets emotional because it gets difficult, and you want to be on the field, and you want to help the team, and sometimes that's not the position that you're in. But I like to – the fact that I got to experience that, again, like going back to kind of how much I've learned since I've been here at Cloud, I learned so much during that freshman year because of – you know, all of the things that I had to learn and all the adjustments I had to make. So having gone through that, I feel like I have been able to connect and relate to the guys that are struggling with it now, which I don't see much struggle now anyway, but the guys that, you know, if there's need for a conversation, you know, just to straighten their mind out and make sure that, you know, the process is trusted and that, you know, it's important that this redshirt year is taken with full intent and you're going, you know, to try and get yourself as good as you can.
Because I'm sure that year paid off to where you're finally able to get on the field these last 2 years. But you probably saw so much growth occur over the course of that freshman year.
It truly was a process that led all the way through into last season for me, my freshman season that I did get to play, because I struggled to play early. But I had never been a guy that, you know, maybe generated a little more power or was a guy that struck out quite a bit. So it was not only adjustments I got to make mechanically and mentally throughout the redshirt year, but it honestly was a process that went all the way through into my freshman season. And I just trusted every day that I was making steps in the right direction, that I was going to continue to get better and make the adjustments I needed to. And it has, yeah, it's worked out.
Nolan, you said college baseball's so much different from high school. Obviously, as a student athlete at college, it's almost a full-time job, and it stretches from when you guys first get on campus and start your workouts to the fall season, to the work that you do over the winter break, and then once the regular season hits, which starts at the 1st of February, you guys are off and running all the way through May. And so I know it's a huge commitment, but talk about what that means for you. How tough was that to adjust to as somebody who was a multi-sport athlete? Maybe you were focusing on football in the fall, weren't necessarily focused on baseball. Now year round, you have to be in that baseball mindset.
Yeah. So, I mean, focusing on one thing now has definitely, like, you focus on it, so you get a lot better when you're not worried about playing another sport or something. I mean, from just like my first fall, my swing and like the changes I made to help me compete were more changes and more like growth than I'd probably ever grown in my whole baseball career. And I've enjoyed playing, and yeah, you miss maybe playing your other sports and stuff, but it's been great time just playing baseball here.
What about the type of competition you see and playing in the conference that you do, the level of talent that you go up against? What's that been like for you?
Definitely a lot different than like 3A high school baseball. I probably saw maybe one or two guys throwing over 80 every season. Maybe I'd get to see that once or twice. And now it's every single day, probably 85 plus. So it's a lot different competition for sure. And then much faster game. Everybody is, if you bobble a ball or something, you know, somebody's going to be safe or taking an extra base. And the competition's definitely a lot different. I played in a summer league going into my freshman year here, and I got humbled at the plate quite a bit and basically could not hit at all. But it helped me grow so much, getting those at-bats and stuff. And then by the time my fall was here, I didn't have so much of a freshman, like, slump thing or something. But competition's way better than I ever saw in high school. But that's expected once you go to college, I feel like.
What kind of impact do you feel like your coaches, Coach Gilliland, Coach Gurch, Coach Parr, have had on you and your development and your growth as a player in your time here at Cloud?
I mean, I think they've had a lot, especially like swing-wise, like timing. I never realized how important timing was basically in the swing, and just being on time is probably the best thing you can do for yourself. And worked on that a lot with Gurch and stuff, and even Cade last year, just figuring out when your timing is working so you can get your foot down and get a good swing off.
Austin, for you, what kind of impact have the coaches had on you?
Yeah, it's a huge impact. I mean, Coach Gertsch, like, you know, right from my redshirt freshman year, has been working with my swing and trying to figure out what works. And it's honestly, at this point, looking back, been an incredibly, like, fun and like, awesome process, because my swing is really, you know, Gertsch tells me this. He's like, I would never teach your swing. And that's not like, it's just different mechanics. And he gave me the chance to work and let me do my own thing on top of giving me all of the resources and drills and different feels. And we've just, me and Gertsch have spent a lot of time just talking about my swing and my approach and what I need to do. And like, I could not have done any of that without him. So that's like it's a really huge impact that he's had, and Gilly and Parr both, like, on my baseball career.
I was talking with Nolan about the competition that you guys see, and you're certainly in the thick now of conference play. Three series wins to this point, with victories over Seward County, Dodge City, and Pratt. A big series coming up with Hutchinson. Is it a thrill for you, though, that you know every time that you're stepping on the field, you're going to see someone good, that you're going to get somebody's best shot, that these should be some competitive, really good ball games?
It absolutely fires me up, I'm not going to lie. It's such a fun feeling, especially a series like Hutch. They won the conference last year. Like, we know they're going to be good and they're going to be ready to play, and it's just so fun because we are too. We're ready to go out there and just play the game of baseball and compete against the best guys that are in the conference.
Nolan, I feel like, you know, to start this season, you got a pretty good test during the non-conference, obviously highlighted by going down to Weatherford, Texas, in the matchups against Weatherford College, at the time ranked a number one in the country. You drop two of three. You end up being able to pick up a win in the finale. But I don't know that you could find any better baseball being played than what the two teams were doing. One-run games, just exciting action. Was that fun for you guys to be able to make that trip and then to see that level of competition?
Yeah, that was definitely a fun trip. We were playing really good baseball. Like, we didn't make an error the whole weekend and stuff in the field, and we put up runs against really good pitching and stuff. And, I mean, that's honestly the level that we want to play at every day, was how we were playing down there. And it was a fun trip, being on the bus with the guys and stuff, staying in the hotel. But it was definitely a good trip for us early in the year.
Does it fire you up the same way that Austin was describing, to be able to take on really good teams? And are you someone that you want to be in a competitive game, or is it just as fun to, you know, we run rule a team and everybody's having success and we get this done early?
No, I definitely like playing in big games, and playing in games that mean something has always been important to me. That's why I thought I'd play football, because we played ourselves into big games. I never played a big game of baseball my whole life, basically, until I came here. So that's been a lot of fun to play in games that actually matter.
Austin, you talked about working on your swing with Coach Gertsch. You start off the year leadoff home run. I don't know that you could start a better way to open up the season than first plate appearance and being able to jack one out of the park.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
How do you feel like you're playing so far this year?
I feel like I'm playing good. I feel like there's still things that I can continue to get better. But I think as of right now, it's the best hitting season I've had since I was five. Like, this is the best baseball that I've been able to play, and it's been really fun. I'm excited for the rest of the season.
Nolan, for you, kind of take me through your year and how you feel like you've done.
Yeah, I think I've been doing pretty well too. I mean, just hoping to keep that going and stuff, basically. And I think we'll be in a good spot, just playing well against everybody, you know, not just maybe lesser teams or something like that, just playing well against good competition the whole way out.
The new faces to the program this year, the freshmen that have come in, and there's a lot of them that have come in and had a huge impact. Talk a little bit about seeing their growth, and how do you feel like the newcomers are playing this season?
I think they're playing pretty well. Basically, from me over on the infield, like Lauk, Joey, and when David is healthy, all technically new guys there. And I mean, they've produced for us a great amount, I feel like.
Coming into the season, did your coaches talk to you at all about wanting to see you guys that have been around the program take on a leadership role, help guide these new players and those that were going to be on the field for the first time? Was that something that you guys had conversations about? And again, you just mentioned it, you know, you're the one returner in the infield there, aside from Cam McLeod catching behind the plate. And so is that something that your coaches have talked to you about, and being a leader, is that a role that you're comfortable in?
Yeah, that's definitely something they've talked to us about quite a bit, both on and off the field. And I could definitely improve at my leadership skills and stuff, but, I mean, I usually feel pretty comfortable in that position.
What about you, Austin?
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable in that position. They've definitely brought it up lots and you know, looked for the older guys, the leaders of the team, to help embrace the culture and lead the young guys and the new transfers and everybody to success and to, you know, playing team baseball.
So what are the goals this season, individually, as a team? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Individually, I'm just hoping to continue to find success and continue to make the adjustments that I need to do. I think the most important part about having a successful season is not letting the bad games stack on top of each other. So that's kind of what I think on an individual spot. And I think as a team, it's really just to continue to play good baseball, not get ahead of ourselves, not look too far to the future, not make monster out of each and every game, and just go out there and play the game that we love together.
Nolan, what are the goals for you?
Yeah, I think it's just keep playing well, keep producing for the team and helping us win. And then as a team, just make a push in the postseason, basically give ourselves a good chance late in the year.
I want to close out with what I call my final four questions. But before I do that, Austin, tell me a little bit about what you're majoring in here at Cloud. And then I know you've already committed to be able to move on next year. So what are the future plans for you?
Yeah, so I've been taking health and human performance at Cloud, and yeah, I'll be transferring to Little Rock next year to continue, hopefully, like an exercise science, kinesiology degree, and play baseball for as many more years as I can. We'll, you know, see how successful I can be at Little Rock and how much we can win, and you know, you never know what happens from there. But I'm open and I'm excited.
Nolan, for you, you mentioned studying business here at Cloud. What's the future hold for you?
I mean, I kept my recruitment open throughout the fall and into the spring here, and I've started to kind of play my way into some more opportunities and stuff. I'm still just kind of feeling things out, talking to schools and stuff. So I don't know where I'm going yet next year.
Okay. Well, I'm going to close out with, like what I said, the final four questions. So these are four questions I'll throw to each of you to get some of your feelings. But I want to ask about your teammates, and I want to get to know some of them as well. So, Nolan, I'll let you start. Of all the teammates, who's the funniest one on the team?
I think it'd have to be, like, I think Gannon White's pretty funny.
Does he keep the environment lively, dugout, on the trips, all that?
Yeah, and then you just look at him, and he has a huge smile, and it's just, he's just a fun guy.
Austin, you started not on the long with that. Who's the funniest?
Gannon, absolutely. That's who I was going to say.
Well, just, what, just his personality? What is it?
Just the easiest guy to be around. He's also got the biggest smile you've ever seen, and it's hard to be in a bad mood when you're hanging out with G.
Second question, then. Who's the big motivator? Who's the big, maybe more most reliable person that you can rely on, you know, and the team as a whole can rely on? But who's that person that, Austin, you turn to and look for that motivation, that push from?
Nolan Friend.
Why Nolan?
Because Nolan's just a consistent guy. It's you know, the same approach every day, and looking to find success and get better and lead the team. And it's just, that's, Nolan's a reliable guy to go to.
Nolan, what about for you?
I think it's kind of a mix between about three guys for me. I think David, Simmons, Noah Connings, and Austin, they all go about it, and I feel like sort of a different way, and they all kind of like, when it comes together, I think it helps us.
Third question, and it's kind of a similar question, but I think I can get a different answer from you. But who's that person that's always keeping things positive? A game's not going the way that you guys want. Give up a couple early runs. You're trying to fight back. Who's that person that's always the one that's positive, that's keeping everybody upbeat, that's kind of a team cheerleader, right? You know, somebody that's making sure that, hey, until that final out, we're in this game. Nolan, who's that person?
I think Connings does a good job of being loud and keeping everyone, like, he has a loud voice, and whenever he says something, you know, you can kind of hear it and listen to it. And then, but just in the dugout, I feel like Jack McIntosh, like, can kind of keep everyone maybe going, kind of rile everyone up a little bit to maybe give us some more life.
Austin, anybody come to mind for you?
Yeah, I like Noah Connings for sure in that spot. I think he just brings a good energy. He is a very selfless guy, like, and, you know, makes the team, you know, motivated to keep pushing. I also think Gannon is another guy that is just very positive and very, like, you know, there's many times where I, you know, after an at-bat, maybe sit down and have to regroup, and he's the first guy that's always going to be there to nudge me and say, hey, you got it, let's go.
Last question, but if I ask you to describe Coach Gilliland using just one word, Austin, I'll let you go first. What word comes to mind? How would you describe Coach Gilly?
With only one word, there's lots of words that I could use, but I think the best one right here, he is intense. He's an intense guy in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's an intense guy.
Nolan, for you?
I think he would just be honest. He's honest with you about how you're playing, about what he thinks you can do in your future and everything like that.
And you appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I lied because I always say I've got four final questions. I'm going to throw in a fifth, though, just because for you two, it is your sophomore year. Your time at Cloud County is starting to come to an end. We're flipping the calendar already into the month of April. And so graduation, everything, it's going to be coming up pretty quick. Nolan, for you, what are you going to miss the most about Cloud County when these days come to an end?
I'd say just being around all the guys and stuff, especially when the season starts. I feel like we start hanging out a lot more. David's actually got a little get-together place around his back deck we have out here on the campus. It's fun to be around. So I think just hanging out in the evenings with the guys is probably the thing I'll miss the most.
Austin, for you, what are you going to miss the most about Cloud County?
I don't want to just piggyback off Nolan, but truly, like, the being able to hang out with the guys and, you know, spend time in the evenings, in the mornings, going to get coffees, going to hang out. Like, you know, this is – the T-Bird Village is an environment that just isn't very, like, seen very often. And it gives us the chance to just walk the 10 seconds down to your teammate's door and go and see what's up and hang out. And that vibe and that, you know, team camaraderie that brings, I just think is so special.
Well, I want to wish you both the best of luck, certainly on the rest of the 2025 season, and then obviously with whatever the future holds for you guys. But I appreciate you taking time to come on and to visit with us. Thank you so much for doing the show this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you a Kansas or Nebraska high school senior who's thinking about your next steps after high school? If so, you qualify for Cloud County Community College's $500 Early Bird Scholarship. All you have to do is visit campus before December 13th and have a GPA of 3.0 or higher, and you get a $500 scholarship guaranteed. So come visit Cloud and see why our students are Cloud proud. On your visit, you'll see our campus, meet with an academic advisor, and get a chance to have all your questions answered. Set up your campus visit today by giving us a call at 800-729-5101 extension 212 or visiting us online at cloud.edu/admissions.
My thanks to Cloud County Community College sophomores Austin Coyle and Nolan Friend for being our guests this week on T-Bird Talk. And want to wish all the best to the Cloud County Community College baseball team as they enter into another conference series, this time against the Blue Dragons of Hutchinson. First pitch of Thursday's doubleheader is scheduled for 1 p.m. in Hutch. The series then shifts back to Concordia and a 1 p.m. start Sunday at Lee Doyen Field in the Concordia Sports Complex. Live coverage of Sunday's doubleheader can be found on the T-Bird Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. Today, cloudtbirds.com and the T-Bird Sports Network will have live coverage of the Cloud County Community College softball team as they're in action at home to match up with number 18 Neosho County Community College. The T-Birds split a home doubleheader against Kansas Wesleyan University JV on Monday, falling 6-0 in 7 innings in Game 1, before bouncing back to take the second game 13-5 in 5 innings. The T-Birds and Panthers now meet for a conference doubleheader today, with first pitch scheduled for 1 p.m. from the Cloud County Community College softball field. And again, we will stream the action for you on the T-Birds Sports Network at cloudtbirds.com. Weather also affecting the Cloud County Community College softball team, as the series that they are supposed to play in Fort Scott, originally scheduled for Saturday, has been moved to this Sunday. That conference doubleheader will begin at 1 p.m. between the T-Birds and the Greyhounds. The Cloud County Community College women's and men's track and field teams are also competing this week, as they're in Wichita, taking part in the 2025 Friends University Spring Invitational. The T-Birds competed in an outdoor meet last week in Ark City at the Mark A. Phillips Invitational hosted by Cowley College. On the women's side, Cloud County Community College sophomore Invinny Enchike broke her own school record performance in the 1,500-meter run and national qualifying time of 4:31.17, cruising to the event's win. The National Junior College Athletic Association announced its weekly Outdoor Track and Field Awards, and Enchike was named this week's Outdoor Division I Women's Track Athlete of the Week. Both the T-Bird women's and men's teams recorded 6 first-place finishes at the Mark A. Phillips Invitational. A partial squad is competing this week at the Friends University Spring Invitational, which kicked off on Wednesday and will continue through this Friday. Lastly, the Cloud County Community College women's and men's basketball programs and the T-Bird volleyball program will host the annual North Central Kansas High School All-Star Games on Cloud County Community College's Concordia campus this Sunday. The games bring some of the best in the North Central Kansas region to the Cloud County Community College campus to showcase their skills. The women's all-star basketball game will begin at 1 p.m., followed by the men's all-star basketball game at 3 p.m., The volleyball all-star game will close out the afternoon at 5 p.m. Admission to the game is $5 for adults and $3 for kids, with proceeds going to support the Cloud County Community College athletic teams. That is the Thunderbird All-Star Invitational. It's happening this Sunday on Cloud County Community College's Concordia campus. You can keep on top of everything that's going on in T-Bird Athletics by checking out our website, cloudtbirds.com. New episodes of T-Bird Talk drop each Thursday, so make sure to subscribe to your favorite podcast platform. T-Bird Talk is a production of the Cloud County Community College Athletic Department.